Dave, Dave, Dave.
Hon, hon, hon.
The Dave and Hon Show. Okay, we're never doing that again.
Why? I like it.
Picture the listeners getting so upset.
It's very short. It's like a little stab in the back.
How is a stab in the back short? I'm not disputing
brief,
you.
Brief. It could be a short stab. But
that is the weirdest analogy I think you've ever made.
I feel like we should apologize because it's been like well over 4 days since our last podcast.
Yeah, many podcasts are like at the minimum basically is a week, sometimes 2 weeks.
But I think it's better to have – we should go for
we're not gonna do
quantity rather than quality because obviously
– I think we do neither.
Obviously, we can't provide the quality.
No, I really don't like that entry. And whoa, one look at that, eh? And we have to have a new entry, a new beginning. Should we start this one over again? No, let's keep going. That's the whole thing. We keep going.
Yes.
We're troopers.
Okay.
Okay, Han, why don't you start us off a little story?
What are you talking about? What story?
I'm shaking it up a bit. Putting you in the spot.
Putting me in the spot. I don't have any real stories. I mean, I sure have a lot, but on the spot, I can't think of any.
Okay.
I have two cats, and I'll tell you that I had a dream that one of the cats, like, somehow one of the legs was just sheared right off. The cat was, like, crying, and it was a very clean cut, and I was like, oh, my God, how did this happen? It was some kind of accident. And the cat was just, like, laying there in agony and crying.
That's great.
This is, I don't know where this is going. It's just
actually, I'll tell you,
a strange, like, dream or whatever.
I'll tell you, actually, my main and only memorable dream from when I was a child. Okay? I had this dream. It was a nightmare, I guess.
You were a lot quieter than I am. Did you move your microphone since we did our stuff?
No. This is... Yeah, I didn't show up that much in that thing, but it's...
But look at me. I'm like Mr. Loudmouth.
No, I don't even show up in this. Only one person...
No, but look at this. Look at these bars here. Okay, well, I'll stop.
I'm sure everyone would like to have me a little quieter than normal.
Anyway, so you have...
I'm going to move my mic a bit there. Okay, anyways. So I'm in a kitchen, and Count Chocula and Booberry are there. Okay?
The Booberry?
No, sorry. I'll say that again. Frankenberry, not Booberry.
Oh, okay, Frankenberry.
I don't even think I knew about Blueberry at this time. So Count Chocula and Frankenberry are there. And at the stove, Count Chocula has a pot that he's cooking, and inside the pot is my father.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's kind of sitting with his knees, like, up to his, like, chest, and he's, like, just sitting in the pot.
That's gross.
And
so your dad's
Count Chocula
alive?
Is cooking him. He's like, yeah. And he might be screaming or, like, just generally unhappy about the situation. And he's, like he's cooking him. Which is, you know, nobody wants their father cooked.
Yeah.
Right?
So
especially
what happens? You're, that's a lot of... That's a very stressful situation.
Yeah. So, suddenly, though, in this kitchen, this is how dreams will work. I'm in a toilet stall. It's like somehow there's a toilet stall in the center of the kitchen.
Okay.
So, it's all closed now. And I'm in the stall, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want to get out of the stall and save my father. I don't know what plan I have, like how I'm going to, like,
right, and those toilet stalls have those very tricky locks.
Well, that's kind of relates to it because the door, I couldn't open the door. It was just jammed. You're right. It was a tricky, I couldn't open the door. So I thought I will just climb underneath.
Right.
And then I'll take care of these two demons.
Ne'er-do-wells.
But there was poo. Like right underneath the partition in a neat line was a whole row of poo. Like it was against the wall. So three of the walls, like the door and the two side walls underneath exactly, in space where I could have climbed under, was a row of human feces.
This is like an outtake from Saw, right?
And that's it. That's all I remember.
You gave up. You couldn't save your dad because you couldn't cross the line.
I don't know whose poo was. I did not know if it was mine, I guess. You know, it could have been anyone's. It could have been Booberry's.
Yeah.
But it was brownish black, so right, it probably right. wasn't. I guess it was Count Chocula's. If it was pink or blue.
That's a different Count Chocula.
Anyways, that's my only dream or slash nightmare I remember when I was from my youth.
Primarily nightmarish. And also very revealing.
Okay, so should we
let's get right into
a new segment called like Spooky Dream, maybe? Who knows?
What? No, I can't come up with a dream every 4 days.
No, we have our whole lives to draw from.
Okay, we'll write it down if you want, but I don't.
Okay,
I don't have that many spooky dreams. I have, like, I just mentioned this cat one because you asked me for a story and it just popped in my head. And the cats are here playing about.
What are the cats' names?
Monkey and Mimi. I'd have named them my,
in case you do not know this, I am not a fan of cats.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start with our favorite original segment, Fakey Five.
Fakey Five.
We have to, first of all, learn how to put sound effects into this podcast.
Fakey Five.
Something called editing or something. We have to learn all that and then make a... Actually, I thought of a good one to do.
Okay, well, we'll do
that. Listen, we'll get five people.
After the show.
We'll do... Oh, I already mentioned this barbershop quintet, didn't I?
Yeah.
It'd be like five, then two people, five, five, and then five people saying five, and then
you could just do it yourself.
Fakey Five.
And you just keep playing it.
Did I say this in the previous... Like, we've done so many podcasts, I can't keep track. Listeners, look forward to that in episode four, five. We're in four.
This is four.
Okay, so, Han, why don't you start with the Fakey Five?
Okay, so recently, the Ig Nobel Awards.
Why don't you explain to
Fakey Five.
My mom
Fakey
who's five. Listening what the Ig Nobel Awards are.
Oh, I was going to explain Fakey Five, but... Okay, well, the Ig Nobel Awards, that's what I was going to talk about. I mean, I was going to describe it. They're the awards for, like, really dumb science achievements or papers or discoveries from the last, I guess, year. Why didn't you make your drink before the podcast?
Like, nobody's drinking. I don't know what you're talking
about.
I was
going to go to the bathroom.
Just go.
I was going to make it.
You just mentioned the bathroom on the podcast. We just lost half our listeners.
I know, and I wasn't supposed to talk about my private life. Okay. Anyway, so the Ig Nobel Awards are for real scientific papers or discoveries or whatever that are published in the literature out there, scientific literature, journals, whatever. That was not David. I mean, it was, but... And they pick out the silliest or the funniest or the most seemingly inane
Do you recall any previous winners? Does that ring any bells?
Well, they had last year in 2010, they had the... This is an example. That's not one of mine. But they had that one
for... You just dated this podcast.
For researchers figured out a better way to extract whale snot from whales.
What's the current way?
Well, the whole point was that they need a way to collect DNA from animals, and normally people get the DNA from their
I would think you would
feces.
Take a giant feather and kind of tickle under their chin.
No, but it's like this is the wild. It's like you got to track them. But this way they can just...
Well, feather could be a wild bird.
They know how to... Anyway... Not talking about aquatic animals.
I'm not disputing you. Just for
would
the
you
record.
Just shut up for a second? Holy cow! I can't even get through this segment, and you're making your own drink, and you're like, you can't even. Oh my god! Oh, I just lost what I was talking about.
I'm going. Screw this. Seriously, I've had enough.
So anyway, so the Ig Nobel Awards. That was one from last year. So I'm going to talk about.
So there's one.
I'm
going to
say five, and one of them's a fake.
This could be hard because they're all like fakey fives.
I know they're all crazy fakey five ones, and they'll make you laugh. But
go
anyway.
On, let's hear them. I'm ready.
The first one is:
Are you okay? Have you calmed down from your flip out a moment ago?
I don't recall flipping out anymore, so I guess yes. Okay, the first one is demonstrating that people make better decisions about some kinds of things, but worse decisions about other kinds of things when they have a strong urge to urinate.
I already know that one's a real one.
Number two.
It's now fakey four. Go.
Determining why discus throwers become dizzy and why hammer throwers don't.
Okay. That's okay.
Number three. Documenting fellatio in pandas. Number four, demonstrating mathematically that organizations would become more efficient if they promoted people at random.
I know that one. That's a real one.
And number five, confirming the widely held belief that swearing relieves pain.
I know that's a real one. I know that the four and five are real. Okay, can you please quickly just go through one, two, and three again?
Did I make a huge mistake?
Did you miss one?
No, that's five.
Okay, go through
one. First one was the urine.
Yeah.
You have a strong urge to urinate.
Yeah.
Second one was discus throwers becoming dizzy, but hammer throwers don't. Number three was documenting fellatio in pandas.
Okay.
Four was
right away I would
promoting
okay,
at random, and yeah, five yeah, was yeah, yeah, yeah. Swearing relieves pain.
See, right away the panda thing, right away I'm thinking is your fake one you submitted. Like it's either the discus one or that one, and I can't picture you coming up with the discus one, discus thrower. And
well, I will tell you that what I did was I went through all of them, and they're all so crazy.
Okay,
so
altered one.
Yeah, I altered one.
Okay, if you altered one, what was the first one again?
The first one was demonstrating that people make better decisions about some kinds of things and worse decisions about other kinds of things when they have a strong urge to urinate. Number two was disgust.
Okay. Number two, I believe, is a fake.
Determining why discus throwers become dizzy and why hammer throwers don't?
Yeah.
No, it was the panda one.
Oh, why did I change your mind?
I don't know.
I was because you said something. You said you altered one.
Yeah.
What was that altered
It was
from?
The panda one. Documenting fellatio in pandas. It was actually documenting fellatio in bats.
Oh,
apparently bats like to do the oral nasty. Did it work?
Okay. Now it's time for mine. Now let's see what? Here.
Okay.
So congratulations, you got me.
The discus one is really interesting. Oh, well, that's not that foul.
What? Okay, hold on. Yeah, and learn that. What? Okay, so mine are, these are five convicted flashers. These are the names of five convicted flashers.
One of them is fake.
One of them made up. So this is really bad one because they're all just like regular names, basically.
Joe Blow.
And how are you supposed to, like what, like you have no...
Jackie Flash.
It's a guess.
Flash.
It's basically a guess. So with this one, I suspect Fakey 5 may be in trouble in our
why would you do that?
In our popularity polls. Because I want to show all the sides of Fakey 5. I want to show what it could be, what it should
be. Okay, bring it on. I'm going
to
guess.
We're fleshing out ideas.
I'm ready to try.
Number one, James Arendt. This
what?
Last name is spelled, I don't know how to, maybe you can tell me how to pronounce this. Arendt.
Okay, number two.
How would you pronounce that?
Arendt. Yeah,
Arendt.
Sure.
Arendt, okay. Number two, Howard Jones. Number three, Michael Hamlin. And I apologize if you're one of these people who are listening. Number four, Edward Fredericks. And number five, Stephen Grant. I'll repeat them one more time. James Arendt, Howard Jones, Michael Hamlin, Edward Fredericks, and Stephen Grant.
I'm immediately drawn to the first one because... Well, he's the odd one out. Yeah, because you're a little trick. But maybe you zigged and I should be zagging. So I'm going to say, what's the fourth guy?
Edward Fredericks.
I'm going to say Edward Fredericks is the fake.
Unfortunately, he is a real convicted flasher.
Who was it?
The last one I made up, Stephen Grant.
Oh, okay.
And for any Stephen Grants out there, I looked up Stephen Grant flasher in Google and there were no matches. So it wasn't just one I didn't find.
But he could still be a potential...
Yeah, I'm sure there are Stephen Grants out there who flash.
Okay. Well, that was a fail. I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, them the breaks.
Shall we do...
Speaking of them the breaks, let's go to the phrase of the week.
Phrase
What's
of the week?
What's it called? Freaky phrase?
New word phrase.
Okay.
New word phrase.
I'm going to have to drink a little more before I go with mine, but what's yours?
Now, I had trouble coming up with mine, and I was very disheartened
you
to
did.
Find out.
You took a long time.
I gave it a long, hard thought, and I was very disappointed because it turns out it's a real phrase, or at least, well, it has like six hits or whatever in Urban Dictionary,
now,
which is not a lot.
I pointed out that anyone can enter a phrase into Urban Dictionary. So just because someone, well, I guess just because someone did it, it means it is not your original phrase. Yeah. So what am I saying?
But I did come up with it by myself, so it just happened to be, yeah. And I don't think it's in the popular vernacular, so.
Okay, what is it, Han?
Sender's remorse, which is when you send something, like an email or an instant message, and you're like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have sent that to the person, or it was to the wrong person, or it was like a drunken email.
It sounds like a familiar phrase, though.
I know.
Or
sounds like it
should be
real.
A phrase. Sender's remorse.
It should be a phrase, but it's called sender's remorse.
According to you, you just looked it up and you found...
Yeah, but there was only six thumbs up and two thumbs down. So already it's a point of contention as to whether it's good or not.
When you search on Google, how many matches were there? If you did it in quotes, try this. We're doing a live...
What do you want me to do?
Google sender's remorse in quotes.
There are 6,000 hits.
That's not really an original phrase. It is by you, but not to the world. Actually, get ready to Google mine. Okay, yeah, and so let's talk about sender's remorse, okay? Gmail users have the luxury of an option that will let you undo an email you send. It's called, like, drunk protect or something. Han?
Yes, I'm listening. Yeah, it delays the email by like 15 minutes or something.
No, 15 minutes? It's 30 seconds maximum. I think you can pick...
Oh, yeah, something. Some amount of time.
I'm thinking you should pick longer times.
Okay.
But it's weird. Do you want to see what the maximum... Nah. Okay, so it's a... That's...
Well,
that's
I came up with it,
that's an
and
actual,
it just turned out to be a real thing.
Yeah, but that's an actual useful phrase. I don't know if that's the point of...
New word phrase?
Yeah, it's supposed to be more something just wacky
and
weird.
I like to make things that are practical and educational.
Explain your haircut, then.
I didn't make it.
Okay, you're right. Okay, my new word phrase is, don't get all Dora on my ass.
Dora, like Dora the Explorer?
Yeah. So say you're, like, with a woman and suddenly, like, she's fingering that area or feeling around there, like, doing some exploring... So you would turn around and say, hey, don't get all Dora on my ass.
Is this because... I don't get it.
I'm combining sex and Dora the Explorer and ass. What don't you understand?
Okay, fine.
Well, unless you like that kind
of... So wait. But say
this is for people who don't like to be fingered.
What's the exact phrase again?
People don't like to be fingered anally.
Just say the exact phrase.
Don't get all Dora on my ass.
So it only applies to asses.
Yeah. Well...
Because you said ass, and it's like, you could just say, don't get all Dora on me.
No, but...
you know, and then it's like...
It's for the specific case.
It's very specific. And you actually, because you say what it is, it's like, how's that... Well, I don't know. It's kind of a weak phrase, in my opinion. Because of the use of the word ass.
It's no wild cow. It's no wild cow.
It's no wild cow.
Yeah. I don't know. We were in a rush.
Because you mentioned ass... But it only applies in those cases where it is about ass, you know? So, like, when someone's touching your ass.
Okay, well, say someone's touching your ass, you don't want it. Can you think of another fun way to say that?
Well, you could just say, stop.
Not very fun.
Just stop.
That's enough.
Stop. Stop. Anyway.
I wasn't something really offensive, but I stopped.
Okay.
I assume in future episodes.
I like the idea of just saying...
When we do a weekend episode...
Well, I like it, but I don't like the inclusion of the word ass because then it makes the scenario so specific.
How's this? Don't get all Dora on my bum.
Again, it has to do with someone's posterior and the exploration there. So.
Okay. Are we done?
Nope. Do you want
Han, do you mind if I tell you how I would impress Dracula?
Why don't you tell me how you would impress Dracula?
Okay, this week I would impress Dracula. Let me just precede this by a little news item to date us again. Today was the Apple. Is there some? Is you're doing some laundry? We're doing laundry, right? You're doing the dryer there. Today, Apple announced the iPhone 4S, which is the next.
The iPhone Forest?
The next. The next iPhone from Apple. No, don't mind that. No, go on. That's good. What, he's parked there and he's going to keep...
They can hear it.
They can hear it. Anyone with headphones...
Would you just go on with your damn story?
It's not a story. It's a... I'm trying to impress Dracula here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today...
The iPhone Forest.
The world was expecting the iPhone 5, but we got the iPhone 4S. That's fine. So the next phone is the iPhone 4S. Don't look at my screen. So to impress Dracula, I wrote down, show him an iPhone 4S at noon on launch day.
That is lame.
What do you mean?
That's like a... Oh, okay.
Sure. Oh, to have the latest gadget, that like there's not going to be lineups all over the place. You're like, hey, Dracula, check this out. And you can show him all the new features and
stuff.
And
he'll be like, blah.
What?
Doesn't he say blah? That's the thing Dracula says.
Blah?
Yeah, he says blah.
What do you mean? Why would he say that?
Okay, well, I'll show it to you.
No, is it like slang for blood?
I don't know. It could be a speech thing.
Blah. You're saying, how do you spell that? B-L-A-H?
Sure, or just B-L-A. I would remove the H, because blah...
I think you're very mistaken on this, I'm sorry. I think that, like... The phrase is, I want to suck your blood. But it's like blood. Not, I want to suck your blood. Do you think, like, were you on mute the whole time? Oh, you're chewing. I think blah is not a Dracula phrase. This episode totally sucks, right? He's on mute because he's chewing. Anyways, in summary, I do not think that Dracula is known to say blah. Okay? I would think it's blood. With a D at the end. Okay?
You're totally wrong.
Are you on? Have you connected
now
again?
Now I'm on again.
Okay, so we will look this up between podcasts and report back to you who win this argument next time.
Okay, but you do admit that your thing is lame. Kind of lame.
No, I
agree that Dracula will be impressed by an iPhone because it'd be like, whoa, it's a little computer gadget. Like,
no, he's not like, I'm not, this is not a...
But you're impressing him because,
Dracula
look,
who wakes
launch
up the
day...
Sun, I'm not going back in time... Like, he's around
Isn't
now.
It?
No, he's like, it's today is when we're like...
Well, how... What?
First of all, how are you going to press Dracula in the past if you were
here now?
Well,
then he's just
now?
Like a normal person. No, he, the whole point
no,
is that we bring
him...
He's
the king of the vampires.
He's anachronistic. We bring him out of his time period to now. He, like, wakes up out of his crypt out of 1,000 years of slumber or whatever.
No, that's too easy. Like, anything, like... Here, look.
Well, that's the whole point of the segment.
A digital watch.
That's the point of
no.
the segment.
No, he's like, say he was your friend.
No. I think mine is way funnier.
So it has nothing to do with Dracula. You're basically, how do you impress someone from the past? That's your
like,
thing.
Like a caveman. Yeah, but Dracula's probably seen, we'll assume he slept, you know,
but listen,
okay, 1,000
Dracula
years, but
lives
before
forever.
That.
Dracula lives forever, okay? So he's around now. That's
yeah,
the challenge. Oh, let's impress someone from the past. You can show anything like electronic or modern. No, it's how to impress a vampire now as a human. Am I yelling? Oh, look at those charts.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Well,
I'm
okay.
Calm
well,
down
well,
now.
Well, maybe we have two different Draculas. You have your Dracula, who is just this dude who's been living forever and been awake.
Like,
and my Dracula,
the one that everyone knows.
My version of Dracula, my universe. In my universe, who's been asleep, and I've just woken him up, and I'm like, hey,
wait,
check this out.
Can you just tell me why he's sleeping?
Huh?
Why is he sleeping?
Well, like he was...
like, for a long time, he's been sleeping.
Yeah, because his beloved died. So he decided he would sleep it. And he couldn't take the evil
For how long?
Of, well, some arbitrary number he came up with.
Like, do you have any idea what?
No, we.
Like
what happened is some explorers
or?
Woke him up out of his crypt. They unearthed it.
So, in your How to Impress Dracula,
some
Dracula's beloved wife, he's not gay, right? Wife died sometime in the past. He was so upset, he decided to take a sleep pact. For a set number of years, or just forever.
Whatever, yeah. He just decided he was going to sleep, and then someone woke him up.
Accidentally. Not, yeah, they didn't know they were waking up. Dracula.
Yeah.
And that's when you're thinking how to impress him.
Yep.
Well, that's not how I thought the segment.
Okay, well, you have your...
No, but we have to... We can't.
What was your last week's one? How did you impress him last week?
Have a king-size coffin bed with internet snacks and polysporin.
See, so that
according
would...
To, okay, according to you...
That would impress both of our Draculas.
No, your Dracula... What's this, a bed? Like, this is a bed. Like, no, how is it so comfortable?
Bed. He would know a bed. He already sleeps in crypts. He knows beds.
They
have bed technology.
No,
they
have
thousands of
slabs and hay at the best. Concrete slabs and hay.
I think you're mistaken.
Okay. Let's get this out of the way. So,
wait, I didn't do my Dracula.
Well, if you want to. Well, first of all, your Dracula sucks. Let's go on.
I was going to say, I was going to take him to a 3D movie. And he'd be like, put the glasses on and be like, whoa, what the hell?
Now, what about
Avatar, those blue guys?
What about a 2D movie? Wouldn't that be impressive? Like, how is stuff happening on
2D
that wall?
2D movie would be impressive.
Okay.
But 3D movie would be, come on. That's some black magic right there.
But wouldn't he just think a 3D movie is what is just happening over there? Like, a 2D movie is like, what?
No,
it
obviously
have the depth
not.
That I'm used to.
No one thinks that. Obviously not.
No, but someone who doesn't know about movies... I don't think you put enough thought into this.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Let's say you don't know that there's such thing as movies. So when you don't know on this giant wall is a fake thing, okay?
Look, they are... Yeah, you're right. I could impress them with a 2D movie.
No. So you come into a room...
But I think a 3D movie would give that extra punch.
That was three sprays so far.
they're learning.
I'm just saying that the 3D movie might... He might not even know it's a movie. You're just showing him, like... A detective trying to, like, solve a crime, and he's like...
I think he would know that... Well, even if he didn't, if he thought it was a real... These are tiny miniature creatures in this
no, it's a movie.
Magical
it's huge.
Thing.
Would you mean at home, like, or in a theater?
Oh, okay, whatever. In
is
a
this
theater.
IMAX
in a
or
theater.
Not? So everything is big there.
Why do you have to, like, ruin everything? Next
okay,
is
when I say
Celebrity
stuff,
Birth Month... Guess Celebrity Birth Month.
So we're going to keep doing Celebrity Birth Month until one of us gets it right. It should be
1 in 12.
Around now. No, divided by 2.
Okay, yeah, around now.
So any minute now, any episode now, we will retire this.
What was your theory about popular months for birthing?
Like Christmassy, New Year's, and then the summer.
So half the year.
No, those 2 points. Like... July, August, and December, basically.
Okay.
So, with that in mind, I'll start. The Amazing 30. Kreskin.
The Amazing Kreskin? I'll guess January.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
We're done!
Okay, but let me do mine, at least, because I did the research. January 12th. What year?
I think 38. 30-something. He's old.
You know, I used to get Kreskin and Uri Geller mixed up. I know they're totally different people, but I would get them mixed up.
Yeah, I could see that. Go ahead. What's yours?
They're both magic people.
Let's see if we can get a double whammy.
A double
finale.
Whammy? That will,
go.
We reintroduce it? We'll bring it back?
Go.
Okay, so I recently saw the movie 50-50, so mm-hmm. Starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay. Now, it was called Celebrity... Anyways, no, I know who he is. He's the guy from...
Third Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun and various movies now.
Various movies. 500 Days of
Summer.
I'm
going to guess my birth month. March.
Oh, so close. February.
Oh.
February 17th, 1981.
But it doesn't matter because we are no longer doing this segment.
Yes.
Unless we get any emails that request it.
No.
And
they
can't
be
from me.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like these, like, guessing...
I know.
About,
picture how bad it would be for the listeners. Although they can play along. Anything when you're playing along as an option, that's
not fun, though. There's no skill.
No, it is fun.
It's like, okay, everyone at home, roll your die and tell us your number.
Okay, but that's still fun.
All
people.
The sixes, you are right. Next thing.
Should we have that die roll? okay, well, related to that, I'm just going to throw in... A new segment idea.
What? You're throwing something new?
Yeah, because it kind of relates to that. In this case, I just can't... Oh, here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this segment is called Dangerous Wager. Okay.
It's like a gentleman's bluff.
Kind of. Now, in this segment, I'm going to play a little game, a guessing game, like to Han. Han's going to guess. And if he gets guesses correctly, I owe him $15,000. That I will try my best to pay him back over my life. So it's a dangerous wager. He's wagering nothing. Okay. So
I like the sound of this.
Okay, yeah. So I'm basically going to like say something, then he has to guess the answer. And there's really no way he would know because there's multiple answers, but I selected one of them. Okay. So the question and answer can be anything. So this is I based this one on Celebrity Birth Month. Just as a tribute to its retirement. Okay, so
is this
I looked up a celebrity and got their birth month, which is June. Okay?
Okay.
If you can name that celebrity, you will get, what did I say, 15,000?
Yeah.
Philip Seymour. You, and everyone listening to this as a witness, $15,000.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Incorrect.
Oh, who was it?
It was Jim Ernest Varney. You know, Ernest goes to camp. Ernest, whatever, Jim Varney.
Okay.
Okay. Whew. I survived the dangerous wager.
I just hit these buttons by mistake.
Can you not do that, please? That's just the...
Okay.
Interesting thing.
Wait,
so,
did that make me much quieter? No,
no, that's just the master volume. We'll cut this out, right?
Okay.
No, we won't. Okay, dangerous wager. Something to consider...
I did feel like I was walking on a
you were
like
walking.
5 minutes of fame there.
I have to cough. Why don't you talk?
I don't really have anything to
and
say.
And we're back. Sorry for that audience to be forced to listen to Han try to fill time.
Yep.
Okay, Han, just tell us what's next. You know, what's up? What's next? We're good here. How are we doing?
A time to hate.
A time to hate.
Why don't you do your time to hate first, or should I do mine?
It's up to you.
You do. I'll do mine first. Mine is, you know, this is 2011, a very modern age. Even Dracula would agree that by now, all websites that have forums should have moderation. Why is there not more moderation on website forums, especially on news sites?
You mean
sites?
Forums, not
forms.
Fill out the forms. I thought you meant forums.
Forums. Like, of comments. All comments. Oh, my goodness. There's so many. Like, I read blogto.com, which is like Toronto's, like a Toronto, I don't know,
can
daily
you say that
blog.
Can you say that here?
I think the word blog is PG now. And the comments on there, oh, dear Lord, there's so many trolls, so many jackasses. I don't know what's wrong with Toronto. There's something, like, there are some real, real assholes in Toronto.
Can you say Toronto?
And I think one of them might be in this room. And
talking right now. I mean, when he was talking. Oh, I ruined it.
Anyway, they should have all forums should be moderated. Or, you know, there should be some kind of measure to prevent that kind of jackassery. Because it's just a waste of everyone's time. It just increases aggravation. And
now
it detracts from the real point of, like, trying to have a discussion about something.
Now, if you're going to start really anywhere, you should start with YouTube comments.
Yeah, YouTube comments.
That's not really a forum. But
YouTube comments are pretty bad, too. But I do like the fact that they've now just done top comments. So I usually only read those.
I thought it just shows you can listen, you can view them all, but can you not?
Yeah, you can. But
it just initially shows top.
Yeah, I prefer reading only the top comments.
Okay. No need to yell.
Yeah. So that's my time to hate.
Okay. Now, you know that to moderate, you need people and time.
I know.
And sometimes that's
money for
big sites. It's worth it to make sure that you're not unhappy?
No, it's worth it. No, it's not. You don't have to have the website moderate. You can have designate users moderate.
So would you like to moderate the blog TO?
I would love to.
Have you suggested?
For free.
You should recommend that to them, unless you have already.
I've not, but I guess I could.
Will you do that tomorrow? If I remind you.
Okay.
That's good. You're doing something for the community.
Mm-hmm.
of trolls.
I like to play God.
In movies?
In bed.
Okay, time to hate, you say. Okay, so hands up if you know Morton Downey Jr.
Is that his real name?
Yeah. No, probably wasn't his birth name, whatever. Anyways, this really has nothing to do with Morton Downey Jr. Han's looking him up.
Yep.
It's just, for some reason I was drawn at work with a coworker to Wikipedia's Morton Downey Jr. page. And there was a little note there about Han.
Yeah.
Stay with me. There was a little note about in 1984, he made a joke on his TV show or radio show that featured the word Chinaman.
Okay.
And he basically had to resign from the show after that. Now,
because he said the word Chinaman.
Is Chinaman an offensive or a racist term?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
but like,
am I offended?
By definition,
I would never say it, but
you are a Chinaman, right? No, you're a Korean man.
Korean.
Okay.
Korean man.
But
you can call me Korean man. I'd love that. I could be Korean man.
Could that be the new phrase?
I'll be Korean man.
Korean man.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Danger Man?
Danger Man? I know Danger Man.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I don't think Chinaman is racist. It's literally a man from China. Like, how was that racist? How was that? Like, why did he have to resign over that?
Maybe like, there were other circumstances, and that was just, like, their excuse to get rid of him.
Well, then, I don't like excuses being made.
I see what you're saying. Chinaman is very on the edge.
Of nothing is it on the edge of.
No, but there are other words, like, well, I can't think of any, but maybe there are, it could be made, the case could be made that it's offensive to that group of people.
You're scared to say the word.
No. What I'm saying is the case could be made that people of Chinese descent or whatever do not enjoy the word Chinaman because it was used in a very derogatory manner in the
past. When was it used and why was like?
But you're right. But it's like saying we used to call these people tennis balls, right? That's a totally neutral word. Who cares if they call it a tennis ball?
No, but like, you know.
But you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Faggot is a cigarette, right? No,
yes,
fag. Sorry, faggot is wood?
A faggot of wood, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like, there's words that have... no, but this is literally a definition of a man from China. Like, it's not a slang that was used for something else. It's...
So your time to hate is this particular word?
I hate people who call words like Chinaman racist or racism or freak out about it. That's my time to hate.
Okay, I get it.
So we're retiring a time to hate, I believe, at this point.
No, right? I like
okay,
it.
Okay, we like it? Okay, good.
I was just playing devil's advocate. I agree that it was silly.
Han,
oh,
let's
dear.
Test if we're psychic.
Yes.
Okay? We have five symbols
here. I do wish I was psychic. I don't believe in psychic powers, but...
Well, maybe you are. Let's test right now,
I don't know
okay?
how many times I've tried to destroy people with the power of my mind.
I have five symbols here, and I'm going to hold up one of them. I want you to call out which one it is, okay?
Does drinking help or not help? Wavy lines.
Yes.
Oh!
Okay. We'll do it two more times.
You're going to shuffle it back in there?
Yes. I told you it's with replacement, okay?
Square.
Yes!
Oh, shit.
And finally...
Circle.
Oh!
Square again! I was going to say square again.
Okay, maybe I'm psychic. Mix them up, please, and let's do it. That is circle.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
It's very psychic night tonight, eh?
There's something in the air. You better sit over a little farther.
Star?
No, it was wavy lines.
And I wasn't going to say wavy lines.
I was going to say square, though, because it seemed like... But then I did that old thing of like, nah, it's not going to be square again.
So if you went with your gut, like your intuition, kind of your initial, would have been psychic.
I would have been
maybe
psychic.
Maybe you are psychic.
Maybe I should always go with my gut.
Okay. Next podcast.
I will probably get in a lot more trouble that way. Huh?
But in this little game we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Go with your gut.
What are we calling this? Are we psychic?
Psychic test.
Psychic test.
We'll come up with our name later. How are we doing on time? 40 minutes. Ooh. We probably only do two more things.
Oh, we can do a few.
Should we do reader email? Listener email?
In my society.
Han, what's going on in your society?
In my society, I feel like people aren't getting enough exercise in this society. So I think some form, or some kind of, not maybe not mandatory exercise, but some kind of like huge incentive for everyone to exercise more.
Okay. So what?
So it could be like if you exercise, you know, an hour a week, you get a certain type of tax cut or whatever.
Interesting. So how would you show that you eventually...
That's the only part that I don't know how. Like, if you were show that you use a bicycle to go to work, maybe you get a big tax cut because obviously you're using a bicycle, that's for exercise, and also you're not using a car.
How would you prove you use the bicycle?
I know. I don't know how you would have to prove. I guess your employer would have to sign it and say you weren't using a parking spot or something like that. I don't know. There could be a system. Okay, I'm not coming up with the system. I'm just saying there should be some kind of incentive for people to exercise. It should be a above some government thing so that people are healthier. And when you have healthier people, it means lower health costs and generally, you know, people are happier
sexier
in your
bars.
Society. So why not give them an incentive to do so?
I see.
That's my idea.
It's not your idea. This is like if you ran the world. Or ran your society.
City.
This is what would be the case.
Mayor Hon Hong.
Yeah. Ooh, last name. First time spoken on this show.
Ouch.
Edit. Okay, in my society. Okay. This, my society thing, again, stemmed out of a coworker debate / discussion years ago. Who wasn't Han. But my society is a prize-based society, okay?
I don't like this already.
Where if the government does anything like, quote, bad, you get a prize as a reward, okay? For example, let's say that...
What? Like victim compensation? What the hell are you talking about?
Let's say that they're looking for a murderer who was driving a green car. And then, like, your green car goes by, so the police stop you and point guns at you and make you climb out of the car and they kind of force you down. And then they, like, kind of compare your face to a photo and they realize, oh, this isn't the guy. Okay? So they let you go. Okay?
So they've inconvenienced me.
Now, in this society, that's it. They're getting sued. Okay? Like, they, you know, wrongful, like, containment, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All this, the police, like, violated whatever the rights. No. In my society, the police can do what they want, but if they've been, you know, if it was a mistake or it was the wrong, or it was just part of the general work, but it was like a lead that didn't turn out, whatever. If you're getting inconvenienced or whatever, you get a prize. So say you were like pulled over.
What's
and you
the
were
prize?
Late for, okay. It depends on like this, like for that thing.
And you, also, are the police penalized for like,
you would get an iPod in that case, for example. Okay. You get an iPod. Like you can give it to anyone else you want, whatever. Or if you don't want a prize, you get a donation could be made to a charity of your choice. For
you didn't think this through, did you?
I thought this through a lot. Okay.
Because now you're saying that police have a ticket to do whatever they want as long as they can pay for it.
No. What do you mean? Like what?
Like they can pull over everybody and convene hundreds of people.
Yeah. But you're going to get a prize, so you're not going to be upset.
Well, how much are they inconvenienced? What if they break my arm?
There will be a catalog, and you get to pick. Like, there'll be that was level 4 inconvenience, and then there'll be like a whole level 4 section of prizes. Well, you will want to be pulled over.
That's not the point, though.
Anyways, that's the basis of, and it extends to everything legal and whatnot. Like, you know, if you were found guilty and then later you're exonerated by DNA, you're getting like a dream home somewhere or something.
Well,
and there's cash prizes, too.
It sounds like this is already a system that's in place, which is people get compensated
for that, yeah. If you're wrongfully accused, you get money, or convicted, whatever, you get money generally. But this extends beyond that. And, you know, over the next few years of this podcast, we'll talk about other cases.
I think it would have been better if you had, like, you got prizes that you couldn't get. Like, this police officer has to sing at your birthday or something like that. That you wouldn't normally be able to get.
I'm open to something like that. The point is, instead of suing when anything doesn't go your way, that doesn't really, you know...
There's already a system to...
What?
No, I'm just saying, your thing is that there would be a system to give people things when a mistake has...
You would be rewarded for things that aren't your fault that happened to you. Instead of in this society where you would sue and there would be a giant court thing and it would just be a giant mess and a waste of money and time.
Okay.
Okay.
Money and waste of money and time, like this podcast.
Han, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Hold on. You did your In My Society, right? Han, yeah. Would you rather be forced to watch season one of Full House Clockwork Orange style? Or swim across a regular-sized pool filled with baby diarrhea.
I would watch Full House. Are you kidding me? How long is that?
Okay, there's like 26 episodes, so easy. It's 13 hours.
No problems.
13 hours of Full House.
I'm assuming that you're keeping my eyes open, but you're also squirting.
Yeah,
like
we're squirting.
Water.
Okay. You can't eat, drink, go to the washroom, anything. Okay, you're probably going to pee your pants during this.
Fine.
Full House. Do you know who's in Full House? Bob Saget.
Yep.
That Stamos and the other guy. Have you ever seen Full House?
Have you ever smelled baby poo? No way. Swimming in that?
You get to dive. You can jump like almost.
Do I get to wear a wetsuit?
You can wear whatever you want too. Yeah, you can wear a wetsuit. What do you think? You have to be going naked?
Well, if I go in a scuba suit, I guess it won't be so bad. But
okay, but still, if you can go with a scuba suit. Well, you already answered anyways. That's the trick of would you rather, eh? We answer right away, and then the other person explains, like, oh, no, you can't take water from the middle. Anyways, okay. So.
But I still think I would do the Full House thing, because that's, like, an experience I can brag about. Like, I watched Full House to full...
And you can't brag season. About swimming through baby diarrhea.
Baby diarrhea, yeah. I can't. No way. Also, I don't see how... No.
Also, you know, like...
I'm happy with my decision.
A baby's colon is, like, very pure and kind of... Fresh.
Right, and it's pretty much like eating. I mean,
and they're eating diarrhea basically, just like liquidy food.
Liquidy food of minimal nutrient. Yeah. Okay,
you plug your nose the whole
would
time
you,
too.
David, rather have a video of yourself crying be popular on YouTube?
Okay.
Or be a figurehead mayor for a day.
Can you explain the figurehead mayor for a day?
You're a mayor, but you don't get to make any choices. All the things you do for the day are already preset, so you have no idea what they're going to be. But there's nothing going to be, like, crazy.
Okay,
like,
I'd do the mayor one, for sure.
Okay. You don't like people
so
seeing
you. So we're retiring
you.
This, or...?
Yeah, mine's kind of lame, because I was thinking, you know, some people would want to be popular on YouTube, because even after, you know, people... Even afterwards, you know, you still have that, you have your moment of fame. But if you're just mayor of your city or town, it's
like
not
a
big deal.
I think a bad YouTube video can ruin someone's life, basically. And
I don't think it's ruined anyone's life.
Tell that to popular internet YouTube viral video I can't remember right now.
No. Seriously.
Well, I think we're ready for almost for our last segment. If Ryan has anything to say about this.
Well, no. Let's do... Because I have a lot of more things I want
to
do.
Hold on. I told you to do one celebrity quote game for me. Did you do that?
Yes.
Let's just do that. Because I did one.
Here's the quote.
You hate it. Let's go see if I can guess it just to be even.
Here's the quote.
Okay.
This is a woman speaking. And
you already gave away the half
the quote begins,
answer.
The first album I ever got was Like a Virgin. It was during the Iran-Contra conflict. I thought she was saying like a Persian.
Okay.
And the three lucky quotees or ladies are Anna Kendrick, Zoe Deschanel, and Sarah Polley.
Sarah Polley? Okay. I don't know who any of the... I don't know who the first two are.
Really?
Can you just tell me who they are? Who's Anna Kendrick?
She's recently in 50-50.
Oh, she was recently in one film. Okay.
No, she's in... I don't know what else. She's definitely the youngest of these three women. But
okay, that explains it. Go on.
No, okay.
Who was the other person?
Zoe Deschanel. She was Deschanel. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She was in 500 Days of Summer. She was...
You know what's called celebrity quote game? Not chick I found hot in one movie quote game.
Oh, I actually thought it was the second. I don't see why it can't be both.
Well, I did a male one first, so it already violates that. Hans surfing the net.
Here, this is her hair.
This is her hair? What about the...
This is her. You don't recognize her?
No, I don't know
her?
Who she is. For
oh, my God.
For well-known reasons. Okay, can you... So who
500 Days of Summer?
Okay, Sarah Pauly...
Hold on, let me try to find...
Okay,
almost
her.
She was almost famous.
She's the one. That's who? My guess. Zoe.
Why did you guess that? Because...
Because you're going on about her. Like, you're trying to cover up for her or something.
So you're not going on based on any other thing other than the fact that I'm talking
about
her.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right. It was Zoe.
Okay, so we both got them right. They were both the middle one, except for you. It was the first one.
Well, you didn't do your celebrity quote.
I don't have one. No, I was just giving you a chance to do it so we could retire it.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, your original complaint was, how do we know that Sarah Pauly didn't say that also, coincidentally? That could be anything. Hans surfing the net. So...
I thought she was in more stuff.
What are we doing last, Han?
She did something recently that was big.
Han, this is bad.
Okay. Oh, I guess 500 Days of Summer was the biggest one she was in.
Yeah, that's what I said was bad, but...
Should we... Why am I choosing? You choose.
We don't really have anything left other than... Oh, Nerd Alert.
There's lots. Nerd Alert, Skeptical
Blabber,
Topic, Blabber.
In the News.
In the
it.
News, yeah. Why don't you choose one?
Let's see what I have anything good here. Okay, let's talk about Nerd Alert.
Nerd
you spent
Alert.
Another 8 hours on that one, didn't you?
No. That was really easy for me to do. Mine...
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, mine is just...
No, mine's lame. Let me go first. No, I just wanted to talk about consoles versus PC games, okay?
Whoa, that's a biggie.
No. My issue is the console controller, okay? For some reason, I don't know if it's my age or my lack of coordination.
No, of course it makes sense because the controllers are like, there's so many buttons.
That's too confusing for me? Like, A,
no.
B...
No,
square.
But a keyboard is like you've used your whole life, but this console controller is like, oh, this is the first time using this, and now I have to have lightning reflexes.
No, but
we've
had like joysticks, like from Atari.
Yeah, but if they came out with a joystick controller,
and
then yeah, it would be awesome. But there's so many buttons.
Had like, where's the little fella? And television had like a phone pad on it.
I know, but you're a little kid at that time, so it's easy for you to look
very
figure
little
out, figure it out.
Like, almost not even born.
So, your thing is the console controllers. You don't like them.
No, I feel... Okay, there's so many, like, exciting... All the nerds are into, like, all these console games, the whole world.
I know,
but
they have those lame controllers.
I cannot play and enjoy a console game
don't they have,
ever.
Don't they have mice for PS3?
They have this janky... Like, for PS3. They have this janky mouse keyboard thing, but it's total shit deluxe. It's like... Not even deluxe. No, it just doesn't work, and it makes no sense, and it's really poorly executed, and you press a button, and like 8 seconds later, it'll react. It's a giant mess. It doesn't make any sense. Like, games aren't even... I think there's, like, two games in the history... Like, Unreal Tournament accepted that. Like, two games, basically, were compatible with that type of thing.
Yeah, but I agree. The controllers on consoles, if you're not already...
But the weird thing is the
generation.
Console players, where there's billions of them, that could be an exaggeration, that like they love it. They would never like they hate with keyboard mouse. What is this shit kind of thing, right? Like it's so natural to the other half of the gaming society. And I don't know why I can't adapt. Like can I just, and I tried many times. I can't just adapt, force myself, like I don't know if invert mouse has anything to do with this.
Perhaps we're of the age where we can't learn new tricks.
Or what I think is
there are different types of people.
Mouse keyboard, like there should be more thought and attention and work should be put into a mouse keyboard option for the leading consoles.
There should.
Talk
I
about
agree.
Selling more units. I have to cough. Okay, what's your nerd alert?
My nerd alert is, as you all may know, Diablo 3 is coming out. Next year,
nerd alert.
Early 2012. and a lot of buzz. But right now, they have released recently their full inventory. Not a full inventory, but their inventory online. So you could actually get a preview of the type of objects that you can get. You know, from helms to masks.
Using with A, like from archery equipment.
Yeah, no, it's all kinds of weapons and stuff, which is kind of fun. But also, I didn't know this, but they also released their character calculators. So you can roll your own barbarian or witch doctor, which is also fun to play with because you get to see the skill tree and fiddle around a bit.
Now, I think I can safely say at this point, nerd alert.
Okay, well, I would only spend like maybe, you know, 10, 15 minutes. I just found out about it before this nerd alert segment, so.
And what are you thinking of doing all day tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to spend that much time because Diablo 3 isn't coming out for another like 6 months or whatever, so I can't even think of it.
Now, let me just say that this is an interesting little situation because I love Diablo
1.
Diablo 1. It came out. I was like living in my parents' basement.
And you finished it?
Playing with a modem, like a dial-up modem. I don't know if I finished it, but like it was just so exciting. First of all, I just liked the game itself. Like, dungeon-y thing, like the sound was really good, and like the combat, and when a skeleton died, the bones fell down. We're almost at an hour.
Don't worry. Stop staring.
It was a great game. And then the multiplayer. It was like the first time like some woman named Susie in Iraq could be playing with me in the same, like just the whole worldwide multiplayer was like phenomenal. Those two things combined was the greatest experience ever. Then Diablo 2 came out, and it was like, I didn't quite like it. A lot of things annoyed me about it, but like I was all excited about it. So I'm a big Diablo fan, but never in a billion years would I go to this thing, Blizzard site, and look at, look at that, all these things I can be. I can be a witch doctor.
It's a little teaser. That's a little
teaser.
There
are nerds, and then there's... nerd wannabes.
I like to look at the artwork, and
it's all about the artwork with you. That's why you used to read Penthouse, right?
Lots of art in there.
Ads
and the thoughtful articles.
And I think you are like you're way nerdier than me, right?
No,
the fact that you would know about that and look it up, and
I just learned about it now. I'm desperate to find something for Nerd Alert. I don't know why I'm I think the whole point of Nerd Alert is that we...
In terms of gaming, are you nerdier than me, would you say?
Maybe, yes. Yes. Okay. But I thought Nerd Alert was a place where I could be safe in my nerddom.
You can
Apparently
be.
Not.
You can. We just want to establish. Just, like, people don't know
us. Are you putting a time to hate on me and my Nerd Alert?
No. No one's on trial here
Let's
except
do,
for you.
Skeptical Topic Bladder.
We're an hour. We can't. Blabber. We can't go beyond an hour.
What?
Beyond an hour. We can't. Do you have a really good skeptical topic?
Why don't you do yours?
I'm saying we have no time, and you want me to do my skeptical bladder.
You
okay,
say bladder,
I think
too?
We're done. Let's make up on the spot, always a parting segment, okay? Han, which team do you think is going to win hockey this year, this season?
Philadelphia Blues.
And I think the Pittsburgh Steamrollers. What did you just make up? There's no Philadelphia Blues.
I made that up.
Okay. I guess they all have to suck, these little made up on the spot final things. So I'm Dave and
I'm Han.
And we are signing off.
Bye bye.
Hold on. Let's do a thing. And on the count of three, we'll say we apologize. I'm Dave.
And I'm Han. And we apologize.
Three.
What?
And we apologize.